It's the Burt Show.
All right, before we get Ellen back on here, I want to get Sandra on from Matecheck PI, who we are using quite a bit now for our dating antichrist. But hey, Sandra, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Good. You know, the last time that we had you on, I got a bunch of emails from people that thought maybe the only thing that you did was that whole covert dating thingy thing.
Right.
And I got a lot of emails from people asking if you find, like, relatives that they haven't seen in a while. Do you do, like, adoption cases, stuff like that?
I can do anything. You can go on my website at matecheckpi.com, tell you all the services that I offer. If for some reason something's not on there, give me a call. I'm sure I can accommodate you.
Okay. And once again, explain to people the last time we had John what that whole covert recording thing is that you do.
A covert decoy?
That's the one.
Yeah. Well, that's just the one where, you know, you get wired up and you would maybe go to a radio station where maybe a guy was pretending he was on the morning show. And maybe you'd meet him out in the parking lot and drop my purse and have everything fall out of it. And maybe that nice guy would help me pick it up, start a conversation, see if he'd take me out. And everything would be on a button cam, video and audio. And I'd take that radio announcer's tape and video right back to his little wife sitting at home, probably still sleeping this early in the morning, and give it to her.
So, I mean, and every time we have you on, we get emails from people going, how do I get in touch with Sandra? I really want to do this.
So. And just so you know, if you're in the parking lot and you drop your purse and Bert and I both ignore you like you've got Ebola virus, now you know why.
That's right. So rude.
All right, Sandra, hold on one sec. We'll come back to you in just a minute, okay?
All righty.
And once again, all of her information is up online at allthehitsq100.com. Anything that you would hire a private investigator for, but I'm getting like this groundswell of emails from people going, look, I have a relative that I want to find, or I was adopted and I have hired agencies and they've never been able to help me out. Sandra over at Matecheck might be able to help you out. All right, for those that weren't listening this morning, at around 7:30, we had Ellen on and she detailed for us this relationship that she's had with this dating antichrist. Now, it was 3 years ago, but she still has this burning desire to know exactly what he's up to. And this is about 90 seconds of the conversation we had with her, detailing exactly why she considers him the dating antichrist.
I met him through a friend from work, and she came in the next day asking me questions because he said that I had potential. During the first date, he tells me that he had been in trouble with the law because he had an issue with road rage and shot a Mustang driving down the interstate.
So he's got potential, too.
On Halloween, because I hadn't seen my friends in a while, we invited my best friend over to the house. We were going to just hang out at his house, you know, have some drinks, and that way I'd just be able to see my friend. And woke up to him and my best friend on the couch right next to me, having, you know, their little fun.
Gotcha. Oh, God.
I looked through his digital camera one day while he was gone. And he had pictures, number one, of my best friend at her house.
Oh, no.
Oops.
And of some girl in a little skimpy outfit laying on a couch that I'd never seen before. His job was not exactly what he had said it was. He actually worked for an escort service. Final straw was I had a number of a guy written down on a piece of paper on the dresser. It was a guy that I was supposed to have a job interview with, and he saw the number and went completely, absolutely berserk, accusing me of cheating and calling me a horrible person for trying to cheat on him and actually acted like he was going to hit me, and that was the final point when I left and never went back.
And that's what makes a dating antichrist a dating antichrist. Like, in most relationships, when you get a little bit older, any one of those offenses, you'd have pulled out.
Right.
That's it. But here she is, and I mean, there are three or four different things here where you're looking back at the relationship and you're like, I can't believe I stayed in it, you know?
It's embarrassing to even admit those stories.
Even years later. I mean, when you're past it, just to think that you were that person that stayed in that relationship or put yourself in that position, it still hurts to acknowledge that you were that person. Hey, Ellen.
Hey.
No,
hey.
Boy, do you sound fired up. We said earlier this morning, a guy like this, we don't think has completely turned himself around.
Right.
I mean, If he's pulling out guns at gas stations and randomly shooting Ford Mustangs.
Yeah, like he's hunting on the interstate. Right.
Now, you have not heard from him, and you have no idea what this guy has been up to the last 3 years, Ellen.
No.
Okay. Well, let me introduce you to Sandra from Matecheck Private Investigators. And she's been doing a little research, and we can all find out here exactly what he's been going through, okay?
Okay.
Right. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Well, probably when he told you that you had potentials, he probably meant you had a good potential of maybe in a good drop house. That's what he could have meant.
What is a drop house? For those that don't know, like, what's a drop house?
Well, a lot of his charges, or most of them, have to do with drugs and drugs, possession of tobacco drugs, possession of paraphernalia, carrying concealed weapon, possession of marijuana, possession of paraphernalia again. So he probably needed somewhere to, obviously he was selling drugs, so he probably was thinking she might be a good drop house, which would be a good place to drop the drugs to sell them.
How many arrests are we talking about? You just rattled off a whole bunch of them right there.
We're talking about five.
Five arrests.
Really? We're talking from 1998 on.
Well, the difference is she moved in with him. Like, she left home to go with him.
Uh-huh.
It was a drop house, but it was his drop house.
Right, it was his
mom's.
Right. That's right.
Now, right, which is, he owns a house with his mother.
He does.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm curious, you said from 98 on, so, Ellen, when did y'all break up? What year did you break up?
We broke up in 2003.
Okay, so he'd already been charged on some of these things by the time you met him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know any of that, Ellen?
No.
All right, let's go through these one by one.
Whoa.
Sandra.
Okay.
The first one in 98 was for?
Possession of tobacco products.
What does that mean?
What is that?
What is wrong with that?
They've got him on something, you know. Pulled him over. He's doing something shady. Probably couldn't catch him on what they really wanted to, so they write up something ridiculous. Because that was his first one.
Okay.
So what is, like, tobacco products? Is that, like?
You know, even if he had cigarettes, or any tobacco, you know, when they caught him at the time, it doesn't mean at trial that's what happened.
Underage. Oh, and he's underage, because if this is his first charge,
right,
he's underage.
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
All right, okay. Cool. Forgetting that he was only 23 when
they were
together.
All right, so the first one's kind of superficial. They probably thought that when they pulled him over, they were going to get something else in the car, so they had to write him for something. Okay.
Right. Or they knew more, but could only prove. Mm-hmm. Which is a lot of times what happens.
Okay.
All right, how about the next one?
And then he had a possession of paraphernalia, and he had that in 2000.
And what's that, like a...
Probably a crack pipe, a marijuana pipe, some kind of paraphernalia to smoke something out of.
Okay.
Or to do a line or whatever.
Gotcha.
Some drug usage, material evidence kit, I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
The next one, he was carrying a concealed weapon, of course, without a permit.
All right. That one, Ellen, obviously you knew about because you've seen his gun on more than one occasion, once at the gas station and once when he put a hole in a Ford Mustang.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And then he had possession of marijuana.
Was that when Ellen was dating him? What year was that?
2000.
So now we're getting close to when you were dating him.
Yeah. Nothing shows up when he was dating her, because the last time is this, later in the 2000 year possession of paraphernalia again.
Oh, see, so he really cleaned up his act when you two were together, with the exception of having sex with the girl 4 feet from you while you were sleeping. I mean, he was really a stand-up guy.
Can you really count that, though?
Well, no, because he didn't get charged with anything.
You know what I can tell you is just because he hasn't been caught, he has a pattern. And just within that short period of time, five of those. And that was in Florida. What it looks like to me, he only has lived in Florida and Georgia. And he had all those arrests in Florida. It looks like something happened in Florida where he was not being the best person that he could be. He moved to Georgia. His mother put him on the house. He has a house with his mother. And he either A, has straightened up, B, has not been caught.
Is there any way that you can tell us, like, what he does for a living or the kind of income he has or anything like that?
No, I didn't get this case in time for any more than this. It was kind of late when I received this case. I guess somebody over there is out of town. But I didn't have a time to do a motor vehicle search because that takes about a week to get back. I can tell you that he has a sister and that he has no vehicles in his name.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you that this, she put a blue Chevy truck he was driving. Whoever it wasn't his. It wasn't Adam's.
Did you know her, his sister?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think what else to ask you that you might that might give her some kind of sense of what's going on in his life now.
Nothing right now. He's absolutely doing nothing. He's living in Georgia, and he's living at his mother's house with his mother, and he doesn't have a vehicle, and he doesn't have a job.
See, it it sounds to me like he got in a lot of trouble in Florida. It wasn't him moving up here to try to clean up his life. His mama pulled him out of Florida, got him in Georgia, and now she is watching him like a hawk.
Maybe his mom is cut from the same cloth as that Jeremy guy's wife, and she's got an allowance. He's not allowed to have an ATM card. He's got any chores around the house.
Did you have something, Jen?
I was going to ask Ellen if she's surprised that all these arrests had happened before they ever dated.
No, not really.
Did you know about him, though?
I didn't know about him, no, but I kind of, from the way things were, suspected that he had probably been in a lot more trouble.
Yeah, I mean, the dude's driving around escorts for a living.
Right.
I mean,
did you ever notice him doing drugs?
No.
Let me ask about, because you said you left your mom's house to move in with him because your mom didn't want you to be with him.
Yeah.
Now, how do you, what's your mom's, you're in your mom's relationship like now?
We're good now.
Because,
yeah. We went through a rough time there, but we're good now.
Is she?
Because you trust her judgment just a little more nowadays, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you ever ask her, like, you know, what is it about this guy that you see that I can't? He seems, like, so great to me.
You know, somebody's sleeping right in front of you with your girlfriend on the couch. Probably it's just about time to pack up and go.
Right. And that's the thing about a dating antichrist is that you can see it just for whatever reason. They have this gravitational pull, and you can't pull yourself away. All right, so Ellen, we don't have much more for you except just knowing that the dude has already started to build a nice lengthy list of a criminal record, and he was definitely doing drugs, and he was into some pretty nasty stuff while you guys were going out.
And now he's living with mom, no car, no job.
That's kind
of
good.
So if you would have stayed with him, that's what you would have had, is you would have been going over and seen him at his mother's house, and you'd probably have to drive, and you'd probably be driving around to pick up the next score.
Is that how it was when you dated him, though? Because he was living with his mom when you dated him, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was living there, but he had, you know, he was the one that always drove because he had some car.
Well, that wasn't his. So anyways, it was, maybe, you know, he was doing drugs for somebody. They let him borrow the car. But does not have a car in his name or hasn't in the past, because I pull up all the way back, had a car actually in his name.
Okay.
But he was driving around in some other guy's car.
But he had a solid job, you know, driving around the escorts. He had that going for him.
Maybe he's still doing that.
Yeah, and maybe he was shooting that Mustang to get it to wreck so that he could jump in it and take it for himself.
Or maybe that Mustang was some kind of an escort car they let him use to go pick up, you know, some girls or do something.
Could be one of a whole bunch of things.
Right. Yeah.
All right,
or maybe he's just a stand-up guy and just hasn't properly filed the paperwork so he can be taxed. And I'm sure he's going to get square with the IRS this
year.
Oh, well, that is perfect. I forgot to tell you that. He is right on key. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, Sandra, thanks a lot.
No problem. Have a nice day.
Appreciate all your help. Again, that's Sandra Hope from Mate Check. We probably didn't give her the case in enough time to get more stuff up, because I want to know what's going on now. Like, finding this stuff on what happened to him while they were going out is one thing. I want to know that he's just a big-ass loser right now.
But didn't she say that now he's still living with his mom and he doesn't have a car? So to me, it's status quo.
Right.
Like, he's doing the same thing he did then, and her future with him would just be sitting in mama's basement.
Hey, Ginger, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you have a question for Ellen?
Yeah, what did she do to her best friend?
Good question.
Ellen?
I didn't do anything.
Are you still friends with her?
No, we were at first, and then after I started dating the guy that I'm with now, she wanted to meet him, and I realized that I definitely couldn't do it.
No. I have a feeling that we should be doing some kind of background check on the guy that you're dating now. I don't know why. I just have this feeling that something's going on there also. All right, Ginger, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And Ellen, I'm sorry we didn't get more stuff about what is going on in his life now. What you do know is while you were going out with him, he had his hands into a whole bunch of nasty stuff, and you just know that he's still not working, still just sitting on the couch over at his mom's house, all right?
All right.
So consider yourself semi-lucky, okay?
It's like Will Ferrell in the Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
Mom! Meatloaf!
The Burt Show.